apologize for the breaks, but I'm gonna. It's one of those days I'm gonna apparently be experiencing a lot of EMF radio wave distress. Anyway, continuing with Abda El Fattah. And when they collapse, this regime, this military regime, it's going to be scary. It's not going to be, you know, like when Mubarak collapsed. When Mubarak collapsed, it was beautiful. Again, the Ukraine. It's beautiful. Those transcendent moments when we are human beings, free of powers, constraints, briefly. And then, of course, Russia comes to remind you, don't get too happy. Don't forget. And then the West comes and says, nope, don't forget. One way or another, it's only us. It's only the state. We got to make sure that's not the case. You know, when Mubarak collapsed, it was beautiful. There were months in which the regime was so, I mean, they never lost complete control, but the revolution was so strong. Which is why it was so obvious, my interjection. The response of this global state, that revolution was so big, so powerful, so youth-driven. The reaction was obvious. What is the point of having a left when we can't get behind that? Why aren't we talking about it? Why aren't we talking about it? Because, you know, they catch up. Those moments when the revolution just feels so powerful, it's unstoppable. They're never, not for a second do they let up their planning, their scheming, their adjustments, their, you know, that learning bot thing. You know, they're trying to become stronger by absorbing what they learn from those moments and acting on it, adjusting to them. And it's always the same tactics. Infiltration, violence, destroying solidarity. So now that we know that, let's be strategic. Isn't it obvious where we have to put our energy? On building a solidarity that can't be undermined. How do we do that? While we plan. Using the internet, using our tools for intercommunication. The revolution was so strong and the regime was so weakened that at least in public space and in the street, people were liberated and could imagine a totally different world. The moment even when they collapse, unless we do something about it, you know, the sense that's going to prevail is not a sense of liberation, but a sense of fear. And that's going to get the worst reactions out of people. He's saying that even the moment of collapse, so that we're not just, I mean, we have to expect the reaction. We have to start building our alternative. But their tactics work. And that we've seen now with Morsi's rule collapsing, which was never, I mean, he didn't do his analysis, right? Basic analysis. What is our strength? It's our hands. It's the people. It's our work they want to control. In whose hands were we placed in Egypt? The Egyptian army, obviously. So for Morsi to suck up to them, I apologize for, if that's not an appropriate way of saying it, was a strategic error, no less than a failure, a moral failure, a failure of ethics, of love, of solidarity with his brothers and sisters. When Morsi's rule collapsed, everybody was scared of everybody. Everybody was being paranoid. And that's what they were planning. And they, their plan worked. That's why I love reading Miklos Nijli, and I apologize for not giving him his due. But he breaks all of these tactics down and shows that they are systematically created and in and unleashed on us. Everybody was paranoid. And so for a couple of months during July and most of July, August, there was civilian on civilian violence. I think something like 200 people were killed in civilian on civilian violence that had absolutely no logic and was so chaotic and so scary. And this was even though the police and military were all over the place. Right. Police completely collapsed in January 2011. And we spent months with no authority on the ground. But they were safe months. You know, people were not killing each other. You know, interjection here. I remember the sister right after the revolution saying, or while the occupation was going on, saying that for the first time she felt safe. She felt safe. And I knew then that just her saying that is like telling power what they have to do to respond. They have to make certain that women don't feel safe anymore. They're determined to take back, you see, whatever little bit we gain. So they never forget the little bit we gain, you know? They don't forget Haiti. They don't forget Cuba. They don't forget none of our little efforts to get free. This is a global regime we're struggling with. We can't get free in little tiny corners of it.